This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump will lay out another immigration plan Thursday. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
President Donald Trump will lay out a new proposal for overhauling legal immigration Thursday, but with an election year looming, support on Capitol Hill could be difficult to attain. The plan would create a points-based visa system similar to what other countries, including Canada, use. The number of green cards would stay the same, but preference would be given to professionals, exceptional students, and people with vocational degrees. Fewer green cards would be given to people with relatives already in the U.S. The Trump plan does not address the Dreamers, immigrants living in the U.S. illegally, who were brought to the country as children. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The U.S. is ordering some personnel to leave Iraq immediately amid international worries that the Trump administration sliding toward war with Iran. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The move underscores what Washington says is a growing threat from Iran. The U.S., though, has not publicly given any evidence to back that up, and allies are skeptical. Even a top British general in the anti-Islamic State coalition who told reporters here at the Pentagon,
there's been no increased threat from Iranian-backed forces in Iraq and Syria.
U.S. Central Command, though, says there are credible threats. Washington and Tehran each say nobody's seeking war, but Iran's supreme leader is also issuing a veiled threat, saying it would not be hard for Iran to enrich uranium to weapons-grade levels. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The cost seems to be mounting in the U.S. from President Trump's tit-for-tat trade war with China. Both for farmers whose sales of crops to China have been cut and U.S. consumers paying higher prices for imported Chinese products. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The White House has sent a 12-page response to the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, accusing him of overreaching and wanting to redo the special counsel's investigation into connections between the Donald Trump campaign and Russia during the 2016 election. VOA's White House correspondent Steve Herman.
The committee's chairman, Jerry Nadler, desires to hold a show trial for political theater, according to a White House senior official. The White House letter asks Nadler to narrow his request for documents, which the president's team contends are protected by executive privilege. Nadler terms the White House response to him preposterous, telling CNN, "This is the White House claiming that the president is a king." Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
A near-total ban on abortion has been signed by the governor in the U.S. state of Georgia. It is now considered the nation's most stringent abortion law. It makes performing an abortion at any stage of pregnancy a felony, punishable by up to 99 years or life in prison for the abortion provider, although women seeking or undergoing an abortion would not be punished. The only exception would be when the woman's health is at risk. Legal analyst Eric Siegel says that new restrictive abortion bills in Georgia and Alabama will face legal challenges.
There will be lawsuits, and in all likelihood, lower courts will strike them down. They'll have to strike them down because they are clearly inconsistent with the court's precedents in three cases, Whole Women's Health, Casey, and Roe. It's not just Roe anymore. There are three cases that protect a woman's right to have an abortion. All of these laws are inconsistent with all of those cases.
Several Democratic candidates for president spoke negatively about the measure and said it's an attempt to roll back the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion. The UN envoy for Yemen confirmed Wednesday that Houthi rebels have moved their military forces away from the critical Red Sea port of Hodeidah, in a positive first step toward easing hostilities in the country's four-year-long war. The redeployment, which was agreed to at an intra-Yemeni talks in Stockholm in December, had been repeatedly delayed, but the first phase was finally put in motion between Saturday and Tuesday. The pullback is significant as Hodeidah's port has been a flashpoint in the conflict. Hodeidah is the main point of entry for all commercial and aid supplies entering the country. Yemen imports 90% of all of its food. Hodeidah has been under Houthi control, and under the redeployment, the UN will now have full access to the ports, allowing its monitors to check ships docked there for any Houthi arms imports, which would be a violation of UN arms embargo. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.